Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Chet with the very bottom of Zayin Amud Bet. We're discussing that you should be, how we know that you should check with candlelight as opposed to other forms of light. Right, you shouldn't check with the sunlight, moonlight, the light of a torch, rather only with the light of a candle. Because candlelight is particularly good for checking for chametz. Even though this is an explicit proof, there is an allusion to the matter. Right, the psukim that we brought earlier, the connection between the all those psukim teach us that candles are uniquely beneficial for checking chametz. Hi, ora chamei chidami. What is the case that we're talking about where we presume maybe you would use sunlight, but you weren't allowed to use sunlight? Inim b'chatzer v'amar Rava chatzer enetzricha b'dika v'nisha orivim tzuyin sham. So we mean to say that you're checking in a courtyard, but Rava says you don't need to check in a courtyard because there are ravens there; they're going to carry off the chametz. Elav achsadra. Now they're talking about a portico. Amar Rava achsadra lo nivdeket, but a portico is allowed to be checked by sunlight, so that can't be what we're talking about. We're talking about the sunlight that shines through a skylight in the ceiling. Well, where in that room are you checking? Are you checking underneath the sunlight? Because that's just essentially a portico for all intents and purposes. No, we're talking about checking the sides of a room that sun shines through it. You may have thought you should check by sunlight because there is sun in the room, but if you're not directly under it, you should not check by sunlight. You should check by candlelight. You can't check with a torch, or it's not bright enough. What did Rava mean when he said that Kadosh Baruch Hu's brightness is like light, and their rays coming from him that that hide his power? Before a Kadosh Baruch Hu are compared to the light of a candle in front of the light of a torch. So clearly, the light of a torch is very powerful. So why wouldn't be able to check with the light of the torch? And using a torch for havdalah is the best way to do the mitzvah. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Answer number one, well, a candle you can bring into small holes and cracks, but you can't bring a torch there. Rav Zvid says that the candlelight really brings the light right in front of you, whereas the main light that you get from a torch, it kind of lights up the area behind you. Rav Papa Amar, high bite, high low bite. When it comes to a candle, you're going to be more comfortable taking it around your house and checking in all the areas. When it comes to a torch, you're going to be concerned that you're going to set something on fire, maybe more hesitant. Ravina Amar, high mashich. And a candle is a very constant light, but a torch is flickers in and out. Okay, so the Mishnah says you don't have to check the places you don't bring chametz. And what is to be included in the lashon of kol makom, all the places that you don't need to bring? Hadatan rabbanan, that which the rabbanan taught. Chori beit elyonim vatachtonim vegag hayetzia vegag hamigdal v'refet baka v'lulim v'taben v'otzor yayin v'otzor shemen ein tzrichin bdika. So the following places don't require bdika chametz, right? High up holes, low down holes. Roofs of the attic and a roof of a closet and a barn where you host cows and a coop where you have chickens and a straw storehouse and a wine storehouse and an oil storehouse, they don't require bedika. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mita HaCholeket B'toch HaBay, Mafseket Tzrich HaBdika. When it comes to a bed that separates two houses, one from the other, you need to check that area. Rumin, who we can argue in that, Chor Shebein Adam L'Chaveiro Zebodek Ad Makom Shiyad HaMagad V'Zebodek Ad Makom Shiyad HaMagad. When it comes to a hole in between two homes in the wall, into two homes, each side has to check as far as his hand reaches, and the rest to be nullified in his heart. Furthermore, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that when it comes to a bed that divides between two homes with wood and stones propped up underneath it, that doesn't require a bedika. Well, then we have two contradictions. One is between source that says that such a bed needs to be checked when it divides between two homes, and one says the bed does not need to be checked. One says the holes need to be checked. One says the holes do not need to be checked. How do we resolve that contradiction? Chorin, chorin, lokashi. Okay, the contradiction that exists between two holes. It's not a difficulty, habe ila vatate, habe mitzai, right? Where we say we don't need to check the holes, the low down holes that are generally lower than you'd put your hand, put food, and the high up ones that are generally higher, but the ones you do need to check are right in the middle where it's convenient to use. Mita, mita, lokasha, ha, de mitalia, ha, mitate. And similarly, a bed, the two instances of a bed are not contradictory because one is talking about when it's raised off the ground and one is talking about when it's directly on the ground. You can't really store anything inside of it. Wait, do we not need to check wine storehouses? Didn't we teach explicitly in the Braita that you need to check wine storehouses for chametz? But oil storages, you don't need to check. But my asking him, but stop it. Okay, no, because where we said that you do need to check the wine storehouses is when you habitually would go into the wine storehouses to provide for your seuda. Well, if that's the case, then you should also check the oil storehouses, right? You can establish the exact same differentiation between wine storehouses and oil storehouses. Just like wine storehouses, if you go in the middle of a meal, then yes, you need to check. If you don't go in the middle of the meal, then no, you don't need to check. So too by shemen, right? By oil storehouses, if you would go in the middle of a meal to get oil, then you should go. And if you wouldn't go, then you shouldn't go. Well, no, shemen's a little bit different, that we never paskin you to go, because shemen, yesh keva l'achil yayin and keva l'shdia. But generally, you have a set amount of oil that you plan on using for the meal, but wine, it just kind of depends on how the meal's going. You don't know exactly how many bottles of wine. You might need to come back in the middle. Tani Rebbechi, asu otzor tsheich arbovako otzor yayin be'er Yisrael, mstapek. Right, beer storehouses in Bavel were similar to the wine storehouses in Eretz Yisrael, regarding the halacha, if you're going to frequent that place, and supply yourself with beer in the middle of the meal. Amar Rav Chisda, Bei Dagim, Yitzarach B'dika, V'atani Tzrich B'dika, Lo Kashi, Ha'ab, Rav Ravi, Ha'bezutri. Right, so we have a braita that suggests that Rav Chisda said that fish storage spaces don't require a B'dika. We have another braita that taught they did require a B'dika, and we said it's not a contradiction, because one is talking about large fish. You generally know how many large fish you need for a meal, but the other one's talking about small fish. You might go back in the middle for more small fish. Amar Rav Huna, Bei Milchei, Bei Kirei, Tzarach B'dika, Amar Rav Abba, Bei Tzivei, Bei Tamri Tzarach B'dika. So according to Rav Huna, when it comes to storage facilities for candles or for salt, you need B'dika. And according to Rav Papa, storage facilities for wood and for dates also require B'dika. Tana, Ein Mechai V'Nato Lachnis Yadu L'Chorn M'Sedakin L'Vdok M'Vnei Asakana. Right, so we taught that you don't have to put your hand into the wall in order to check for chametz, because it could be dangerous to reach your hand into the wall. My sakana, what danger are we talking about by reaching your hand into the wall? Well, if you're talking about that we're concerned there are going to be scorpions in the wall, well then how did you use it in the first place if you can't stick your hand in there because there might be scorpions in the wall? No, it's really enough. No, we're talking about when you didn't put your hand in there to use it as a whole, rather just kind of fell in the hole. Inaval lama libedika. Well, if it just fell in the hole, why do I need to check? Because then we teach that if you have chametz that a building fell down on it or a structure fell down on it, that chametz is like it's gotten rid of. Right, what you don't need bedika is when a significant amount fell on top of the chametz such that a dog is not going to be able to search for chametz in there. Whereas when you do need bedika is when a dog you need bedikas where a dog could go and retrieve the chametz, but what you don't need bedikas when a dog could not go and retrieve the chametz. Amar Rabbi Elazar, shlu chametz v'en nizakin. What are we worried about? Didn't we teach that people who are on the way to do a mitzvah are not injured? They're not hurt. They're protected. Amar Rav Ashi, shemet ovad lo machad vati lo nibachar. Yeah, but maybe while he's checking, he's going to lose something like a needle, and he's going to be searching for that as well. So you're going to be searching for the needle while you're searching for your chametz. It's not a pure mitzvah. What? It's not a mitzvah just because you're doing something else. Tel chidei v'atani dimulim in the brayta. Omer sela zol tzedak b'shvil shiyichi b'ni oshaya ben olam haba. Harei tzedak gamor. Someone says I'm giving this tzedakah in hopes that my son, will live a long life, or so that I'll get olam haba. He's still a tzedak gamor, even though he has other intentions in mind with doing the mitzvah. Still, it's not pokeh ben his mitzvah. Tilum bata debarak atelenu batrei. No, we're not talking about what he's looking for the needle at the same time he's doing the bedikat chametz, such that it's just a mitzvah with alternative motives accompanying it. Rather, you're looking for your lost item after you did the bedika, right? And so we're concerned that that's going to come to happen, and it's going to be a sakana. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Mishum Sakanat Agoyim, right? Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, we're talking about a concern, a threat amongst the non-Jews you live with, Palemo. And this follows the Shita of Palemo, the Tanya, we learned the Brayta, Chor Shebein Yehuda Yehudi Larmai, Bodek Ad Makom Shiyad Magat. that a hole in between a Jew's house and an Armenian's house, you check as far as your hand goes. The rest of you know, find your heart. You shouldn't check at all because we're concerned the danger involved living next to a Armenian. My sakana. What sakana are we concerned? If we're concerned that the non-Jew is going to hurt us because he thinks that by sticking our hand in the wall, we're trying to cast some kind of spell on him. Well, then how did you use that hole in the first place if we have to be concerned that he's thinking that we're involved in sorcery? Right, because when you used it during the daytime and there was light, it didn't look suspicious. Now you're sticking your hand in the wall in the middle of the night with a flame, and now he thinks something's up. But wait, people involved in a mitzvah are not going to be injured. They're not going to be hurt. No, we say that just, you know, in a normal instance, a Kadosh Baruch Hu protects you. It doesn't mean you can go into a dangerous situation where there's generally danger or damage done, that you can go in assuming that you're not going to get hurt. Because Shmuel said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how am I going to go to anoint David? Shaul's going to hear about it and he's going to come to kill me. Well, you're doing a mitzvah. Why are you concerned that Shmuel is going to come to kill you? But then God corroborates his concern and says, yeah, take a calf with you and say that you're going to bring a korban. Because you know that it's dangerous. Shlucha mitzvah in a nizakin is not to, doesn't absolve you of entering yourself into a dangerous situation. Ba'al minim rav. Hanu b'nei bei rav, the diary bivaga. Okay, so they're the students of Rav who lived out in the fields far away. Can they come early in the morning or late, or you know, late at night to Rav's Beit Midrash, to Rav's Shirim, on the way to doing a mitzvah? Amarlu neitu alai v'altsevarai. He says they should come, and on my head, what happens to them? You know, they come, they're protected. Nezil mai amarlu lo yadane. So, well, can they return after the shir, which is not technically a mitzvah? Okay, you already learned. You're not going to learn now. You're just going home. He says, I don't know if they can return. I'm not confident. Itmar amar v'leather shluchem mitzvah einan izokin lo balichatan v'lo bechazaratan. Kiman. Okay. Well, Rabbi Lezer says that shluchem mitzvah are not damaged either on the way there or on the way back. Okay. Whose shita is he following? Ki haitana Tanya Isi ben Yehuda omar klapei she'amra Torah v'lo yachmor ish da'atzecha melamed she'teparet charo abafar v'en chayam mezikata tanu gedcha minakeret v'ashpa v'en chulda mezikata. The Tanya who taught the following braita, that Isa bar Yehuda said that the Torah says that that while you go for the regel, when you go to Yerushalayim for the regalim, don't worry, no one's going to come to covet your field, no one's going to take your field away from you, right? And we see from there that nothing's going to happen to your field, nothing's going to happen to your flock. You don't have to worry, just go do the mitzvah. And even your cow that's grazing in the field is not going to be attacked, and even your chicken that's searching through the garbage is not going to be attacked. Everything is going to be fine, just go do a lila regel. And you can see as a right? These animals that are generally, animals generally attack, but your animals are safe from the attacking animals, even though they generally attack. So even though, all the more so, you don't have to be concerned about a person attacking, because a person, it's not their manner to attack, right? It's not our first instinct to attack. So an animal, it's their first instinct to attack, and you don't have to worry, your animals are going to be protected. So all the more so, you don't have to be worried from a person, you're going to be protected. Okay, that covers going to the Alila Regal. How about coming back? Right, when it says that after you do the korban, you go back home, then you know, next day you find your tent. So it says that you're going to find your tent, and everything's going to be the way you left it. Everything's going to be wonderful. So you're even protected on your way back. Well, now that you've taught me that even on the way back you're going to be protected, then why do you need to teach me on the way there that you're going to be protected? That's a kal v'chomer. If I'm going to be protected on my way back from mitzvah, kal v'chomer, I'm protected on my way to a mitzvah. Lecha the Rabbi Ami. According to Rabbi Ami's Shita, and Rabbi Ami doesn't learn where we tried to learn that you're protected on the way there. Rabbi Ami learned something different entirely. Rabbi Ami called Adam Shiodeh Lo Karka Ole La Regel Veshe Ein Lo Karka E. A person who has property, he can go do Aliyah L'Regel. Someone who doesn't have property doesn't do Aliyah L'Regel. That's what Rabbi Ami learned. So from the first part of the Pasuk, he learned about whether you have to go to do Aliyah L'Regel in the first place. The second part of the Pasuk, he learned that that you're not harmed in your Chazara from the mitzvah. Am Rabbi Avin bar of Ada, Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Mipnei Ma'ein Perod Ginosor Yerushalayim. Why are there no precious fruits, delicious fruits like the fruit of Ginosor in Yerushalayim? K'deshalo yu ole regalim omrim il malelo alinu Because we were concerned that people who do Alila regular are going to say that, you know, even if we just did Alila regular to taste some of these delicious fruits, it would have been enough for us. And then there were Alila regular, it wasn't really the Shema. Similarly, Amar of Dostai, Rabbi Yana, Ibn Nema, in Chamei Tiveri, Yerushalayim, where there's, you know, hot springs in Yerushalayim, because there's Alila Ole Regalim Omrim, Ilmala Lo Alino, El Rechot Bechamei Tiveria, and Dayenu, Ben Imtzed Alila Shol Shema. Similar reasoning, we don't want people going to do Alila regular and saying, if it was only for the Chamei Tiveria, it would have been enough, even without the mitzvah. Well, we don't want their mitzvah not to be the Shema, so we say that, Yerushalayim has no special fruit and no Chamei Tiveria, so you only have one reason to go, and that's the mitzvah of Ma'am Rush Dei Shirot. Okay, so the Mishnah spoke about checking two rows in a cellar. Martef man dakar shmei. It's interesting that Tana just randomly started talking about the two rows that you have to check within a cellar. We weren't talking about a cellar in the Mishnah, right? So where did he immediately jump to that topic from? Hachikama, right? This is what he said. Kol makom she'en machnisim bo chametz en tzarach bedika. Any place that you don't generally bring chametz, you don't need to check. Ve'otzer yayin ve'otzer shemen nami en tzarach bedika. Furthermore, you don't have to check storehouses for wine or storehouses for oil. Uvma amru shtei shor b'martef. And then, well, if that is the case, then why would they say that you have to check the first two rows in a wine cellar? Makom shemachnisim b'chametz mistapek. Right, that is particularly regarding a place where a cellar that you would bring chametz and that you frequent in the middle of the meal. But Shammai omrim shtei shorot. So Shammai says you have to check two shorot al pnei kol amartif, two lines the entire length of the martif. Amr Rav Yehuda shtei shorot she'amru. So Rav Yehuda says, what does it mean that Shammai says you have to check two lines, two rows? Mina aretz vad shmei akora. Right, so those two rows are from the ground up into the ceiling. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shura Achad Kamin Gama. You have to check one line, but like the letter a gamma, meaning instead of just checking two lines from ceiling to floor, you check the first row from floor to ceiling, and then basically the top row of every single line. Right, so it's So it looks kind of like a little bit like a gimel, where you check the whole face, basically the whole face of the cellar, and then just the length and width of it going back on the top row. Tanakh Kavidah of Yehuda, Tanakh Kavidah of Yochanan. Well, there is a bright that supports of Yehuda's shita. There's a bright that supports of Yochanan's shita. Tanakh Kavidah of Yehuda, Beit Shammai Omrim Shtei Shorot Al Pnei Kol Amartev, Ushtei Shorot She'amru Min Haaretz Vad Shmei Akor. The bright that said explicitly what Rabbi Yehuda said, and then there's a bracha that teaches according to Rabbi Yochanan, Shtei Shorot Al Pnei Amartev, Chitzona Ro'at HaPetach, right? The outermost one that sees you do the outermost one that the side that sees the door, Ve'elyona Ro'at HaKura, and the uppermost one that sees the ceiling, Shlifnim Hemena, V'Shlamata Hemena, in Tzarach Bedika. However, anything on the inside of it, or the, anything on the inside of the outermost face of the cellar, or underneath the uppermost face of the cellar, you don't need to check. Behil omrim shtei shorot chitzonot chen elyono. So Behil says you need to do the outer and upper rows. Amar Rav elyona v'shlamata hemena. So Rav says the top row and anything below it. Ushmul amar elyona v'shlifnim hemena. The top row and anything that is inward from it. Right? My time at the Rav Dai Chitzonot, Dai Eliona Ketani. Why did Rav focus on only the outer ones? Right? We spoke about the upper ones, right? Lema'utei tatai tatai. Right? So he says that the only reason that Behil mentioned the upper ones is to exclude the bottom of the bottom. Right? That you don't need to check. However, you do need to check the row underneath, the top one. Similarly, Shmuel Amar Eliona Shlifnim Hemena. Right? So when Shmuel says, okay, the top ones and inner, as opposed to top ones and bottom, he says top ones and the and inner, my time at Daik Eliono, v'achitzona ketani. Why did he only assume the top ones and what's inner when Beit Hillel also spoke about the outer ones? Lemute gavata de gavata. Yeah, he only spoke about the outer ones to exclude the inner of the inner ones. Right? Rabbi Chia tani kavate de Rav. So Rabbi Chia teaches in accordance with Rav. Kuhu tanu kavate de Shmuel. But all the other tanaim teach in accordance with Shmuel. Vilchata kavate de Shmuel. And the halacha is like Shmuel. We'll stop here.